second half of May, there's something new coming our way. It has to do with a certain comet that just may give us a good show. The comet is called 209P/Linear, and it was discovered in 2004. It's a pretty dinky little comet, goes around the sun every 5 years and a bit, and it's not going to streak across the sky in a blaze of glory. But being a comet, it has left behind a trail of dust, and a stream of that dust is going to cross our path the night of May 23rd to 24th. A lot of those dust particles are going to burn up in Earth's atmosphere, and that means a new meteor shower. Of course, no one knows how big it'll be. It could be 200 meteors per hour, which would be a nice shower. It could be a lot more. That would be a meteor storm. Or it could be a drizzle or even a complete dud. Just remember, it's the night of the 23rd to 24th, which is a Friday night. If we do get a shower, the peak is predicted to fall between 1 and 3 a.m. Central Time. That would be May 24th. The meteors will radiate from a point in Camelo Perdulus, a dim northern constellation that will be up all night. Actually, you don't have to find the constellation. Just face north and watch the space below Polaris, the North Star. And if you do see the predicted meteors, you'll be looking at the funeral pyres of dust that was shed by the comet not during its most recent orbit, but at least a century ago. And by the way, the constellation Camelo Perdulus represents a giraffe. Camelo Perdulus is a species name for the giraffe, and it translates as a camel with spots. But whatever happens with the meteors, that morning and the next both offer something a little more predictable. If you're looking for meteors around 3 o'clock on the 24th, you can also turn to the east and watch a crescent moon rise. Then on Sunday, May 25th, look an hour before sunrise to see the moon and Venus together. The moon will be an even thinner crescent then, and thin crescents are always pretty. And as for Venus, it's receding from us on its way around behind the sun, and it's getting smaller as we see it in telescopes, but it still has plenty of star power. If you're out in the evening, after nightfall, face southward and you'll see Mars, the bright star Spica in Virgo, and Saturn strung out from northwest to southeast. In the west, look about an hour or hour and a quarter after sunset to see a couple of things. First, try to catch Mercury during the week of the 19th. It'll be low and to the right of Jupiter, which is still the brightest object in the west. And on Saturday, the 31st, May draws to a close with a waxing crescent moon below Jupiter. I call this kind of combination a celestial semicolon. That's all for now, and happy star watching.